This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. What began 3 months ago as a fight over the future of the Ukrainian economy has turned, as we all know, into something much bigger and more tragic. The BBC's Stephen Rosenberg is in Kiev. Hello, Stephen.
Hello there. Hi.
Stephen, take us away from the square and the protests and the violence of the past 24 hours and out into daily life, such as it might be. Can you go to the store and buy a loaf of bread or a jug of milk?
Some stores, yes, certainly. But other supermarkets are having problems with supplies. I heard reports today that one supermarket was packed out with shoppers, long queues, long lines of shoppers there queuing up. So there is some kind of sense of fear here that the situation is getting out of control. Reports of bank machines, ATMs being empty, or long queues at gas stations. So ordinary life is getting tougher.
Look out your window. Tell me what you see, Stephen.
Well, things are a bit quieter at the moment than they were earlier today. We're hearing sporadic gunfire and sporadic explosions, not the level of violence that we saw this morning. The situation is tense, and we are very close to the square, and a short while ago, some armed protesters came into our hotel, armed with pistols and baseball bats and crowbars. They were going floor to floor, trying to search rooms, looking for snipers, because there'd been rumours or reports that there were snipers on the roof of our hotel. So it is a tense situation. And down in the lobby of our hotel, the whole lobby has been turned into a makeshift field hospital and morgue, because throughout the day, injured protesters have been brought to this field hospital, to our hotel, for treatment. And as I say, there were a number of bodies lying on the lobby floor. We were told at least 12 bodies covered in bed sheets. So certainly today has been a very dramatic one for Kiev. This was supposed to have been a day of mourning across Ukraine for those people who'd been killed earlier in the week.
You've been in that region. You've been in Moscow and Russia and that part of the world for a long time. What's the surprising thing about this for you, if anything?
I think the biggest surprise for me is that we got to this stage. I didn't expect the political confrontation in Ukraine to spill over into violence. Ukraine has seen confrontations and conflicts before. There was the Orange Revolution a decade ago. But there wasn't violence at that time. People didn't die in that revolution. So many have died now. And that has been a shock. Not only for me, of course, but for many people in this country. People just didn't expect this explosion of violence. And it's difficult to see, at the moment, a way out of this situation.
Stephen Rosenberg with the BBC in Kiev. Stephen, thank you.
You're welcome.